The Truth News Network. Thought, not just talk. Where the truth sets us all free. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And your host is Dan Newman.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How in the world are you doing? Make it okay through the weekend? Let me just word it a little bit differently. We're from the South, and sometimes we're prone to say, hey, how are your mom and them? And of course, that means how is your mom and them, whoever them are. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman. Hope you had a great weekend and a great Monday. And let's get right back to the noise and the furor going on in Washington, D.C. What are we talking about today? Well, here's a quote for you. More Americans want Trump gone than to remain. That, of course, according to polls. Are you a bit tired of political polling results regarding 2020's election? And, of course, the state of Americans' opinion about removing President Trump through impeachment? Even if you're not tired of the polls, you certainly must be confused. Today we are going to class to learn about how polling is supposed to work, on what they are based, and the mechanisms used by polling companies to bring us reliable results. And reliable, let's put that in quotation marks. But before we get started, please know this. Pollsters, in the case of predicting national election results, are more often than not wrong, just flat out wrong. Even the polling experts hired by Fox News, known arguably as the only national conservative news network, have seemed to get their impeachment polling matrix wrong. How so? Well, let's turn the calendar back to the fall of 2016. You remember this one. Hillary Clinton ran a valiant race against political newcomer Donald Trump for president. Clinton was to run away with that election, set to take up certain residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for at least four more years, right? Polls during the campaign consistently showed Clinton with continuous double-digit leads over Trump. In fact, here's the final tabulation of president polls from that election. Now, you can't see the webpage, so I'm going to read these to you. This is from Real Clear Politics, and they have the top 12 polls listed. And this is at the end, after the election, on Election Day, the morning of. Here's what they had. Bloomberg had Clinton winning by 3. The Real Clear Politics average had Clinton winning by 3.2. IBP Tip Tracking had Clinton winning by 1. Economist YouGov had Clinton winning by 4. ABC Washington Post Tracking had Clinton winning by 3. Fox News had Clinton winning by 4. Monmouth had Clinton winning by 6. NBC News Wall Street Journal had Clinton winning by 5. CBS News, Clinton by 4. Reuters, Ipsos, Clinton by 5. There was one. Just one major poll in 2016, the morning of that election, that had Trump winning. The Los Angeles Times University of Southern California tracking poll, of all places, liberal Southern California, had Trump winning by 3 points. Let's go back to 2019. Braun, spelled B-R-A-U-N, is a polling firm. They were retained by Fox on October 9th. They released these polling results on impeachment. Here's what the story said. Just over half of voters want President Trump impeached and removed from office, according to a Fox News poll released Wednesday. A new high of 51% wants Trump impeached and removed from office. Another 4% want him impeached but not removed. And 40% oppose impeachment altogether. In July, 42% favored impeachment and removal, while 5% said impeach but don't remove him, and 45% opposed impeachment. And if you want to go look at the homepage of this story, you'll see this Fox News poll prepared by Braun there for you. Well, shortly after this story broke, not about the fact that, according to Braun polling, an alarming number of Americans want the president impeached, but that the polling company gave incorrect sampling numbers upon which this poll was based. And correct sampling data made a dramatic difference in conclusions. Here's the second story. The rest of the story, the follow-up to the first. Here we go. The poll released last week by Fox News that claimed most Americans favor the impeachment of President Trump underrepresented Republican and independent voters, the Washington Post has found. The poll said 51% of voters were in favor of Trump's impeachment and removal from office, while 40% did not want him impeached. Princeton, New Jersey pollster Braun Research, which conducted the survey, noted 48% of its respondents were Democrats. Listen to this. The actual breakdown of party affiliation is 31% are Democrat, not 48. 29% Republican, 29% Republican, and 38% independent. That's according to Gallup. A poll weighted for party affiliation would have concluded that 44.9% favored impeachment and 44.4% opposed it, a post-analysis has concluded. The poll prompted, to no one's surprise, President Trump to tweet this, quote, "Whoever Fox News pollster is, they suck." And Braun could not be reached for comment. So let's do this. Let's cloud the polling picture in your mind with a different perspective. In an effort to poll what Americans outside the Beltway think about impeachment, a new Suffolk University survey done for USA Today gave 1,000 registered voters three options on the matter. The Washington Examiner reported this. Here were those choices. A, the House of Representatives should vote to impeach President Trump. B, the House should continue investigating Trump but not vote to impeach him. And C, Congress should drop its investigations into President Trump and his administration. A plurality of those responded, 37%, said the House should drop its investigations, according to the Examiner. 36% of those polls said the House should vote to impeach. 22% said the House should continue investigating the president, but not impeach. 5% were trying to figure out what planet they were on and did not give an answer on the secret impeachment inquiry taking place in the basement of the Capitol. The results also show how partisan the issue of impeachment is. 70% of Democrats said the House should vote to impeach, while just 8% of Republicans and 22% of independents favored that impeachment vote. Just 8% of Democrats favored dropping the House investigations altogether, while 71% of Republicans and 36% of independents favored the no more investigations option. So, we're just going poll to poll, and we're giving you some of the background so you can kind of understand what all this mystery is about. I call it politispeak. I don't know any better way to describe what we're seeing, specifically the glaring conflicts in information, than to use one word, politispeak. What is politispeak? Politicians calling something by another name to reduce its impact, to make it misleading. Now, just bear with me for a second. I'm going to use a personal example of this. For me, it's the current governor's race in Louisiana between the incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards and political newcomer and businessman Eddie Rasponi. The woes of Louisiana are well known. You know them. I know them. Pretty much everybody in the United States knows them. Our friends in Moscow and other parts of Europe and Southeast Asia may not know them, but most of us do. Louisiana is the only state to have a population loss in the last year, the worst in pretty much every category and list compiled by numerous public and private sources. Rasponi, as the challenger, he's a businessman, points to the failures of the incumbent as being the principal reasons for everything wrong in the state of Louisiana. John Bel Edwards, the governor, rather than respond in this way, and I'm paraphrasing, this is what I thought he should say. Yes, Louisiana has had an economic downturn. We've lost jobs to neighboring states. Many industries have closed shop and headed to Texas and to Florida. And our sales tax is the highest in the nation. But we're working hard to improve those things that cannot be repaired in just 4 years. It'll take a process, and it'll take some time. Governor Edwards, who served in the Louisiana legislature 4 years before running for governor, instead discounts continuously every negative mentioned by Rasponi. His doing so gives him an out from necessarily defending the poor policies of his and previous administrations that led Louisiana to where it is today. We don't ever get there in a state politically in just one administration. And here's a quick note. Maybe the best political debate response I've ever heard came from candidate Risponi to Governor Edwards when Edwards said this, quote, former Governor Bobby Jindal left Louisiana with a huge budget shortfall of $900 million. Jindal's outrageous budgets over the past 4 years of his administration overestimated revenue and underestimated expenses. There was no way we could, in 3.5 short years, plug those holes of all those Jindal budgets that were just fraudulent. His opponent, Eddie Risponi's simple response was, you voted for every one of those Jindal budgets. Oh, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But listen, you don't need to go away. We're going to be right back. We've got something very important to tell you in summary. And it's going to kind of wrap all of this together. And we're actually going to tie a bow on it, a pretty bow for you. That's just after this at Truth News Network.
Join the Truth News Net army of the informed. Be on the cutting edge when a new story is posted at TNN. Sign up at the homepage of truthnewsnet.org. We never share, we never sell your email. The only thing we're selling is the truth. Join the TNN family today. We're growing from Bangor, Maine to Saigon, from Berlin to Moscow, from Rio Linda to Krakow, Poland, from Sevilla, Spain to McAllen, Texas, and Caribou Landing, Canada, from Salzburg, Zurich, and Milan to Shreveport, Louisiana, and all points in between. TNN has been named the single most important source of conservative American political news by the University of Moscow. It's regularly heard in Washington, D.C., and every major capital on every continent. Be part of this mass migration from propaganda to truth. Sign up today.
Thanks for being a part of our worldwide family.
TNN.
TruthNewsNet.org.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
In a world of weapons-grade stupidity, your defense is the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
And we're here every day ferreting out the truth. We undig some morsels for you, some extra special ones. Sometimes we're the only ones in the media that are doing so. Well, let's just get right to what I promised. How can we explain all of this? Putting it to make it as easy as possible for all of us to understand. Let's take a quick political history lesson. One, presidential elections are not national elections. Now, that may sound a little strange, but they are state-by-state elections. Electoral college representatives in each state are elected by their state's voters to represent the voters when the Electoral College vote takes place. And then the Electoral College votes are the sole judges of which candidate wins the election and will assume the office of president. Folks, each of these polls we've talked about today, besides being flawed in their structure and sampling, represent not nationally factual information from actual voters. They represent the opinions of probable voters regarding for whom they may cast their votes. These are not state-by-state polls, but national polls. So what does a state-by-state polling data look like? That's a great question. Remember those battleground states, the results of those states' elections in 2016 that made Trump president? States like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, and several others determine the presidency. Their election results were different from what national polling showed. Now, where are those states, those battleground states, where are they in their polling today? The new battleground state polls from the New York Times. You know, I don't often quote the New York Times, but we're going to just say it for grins. We are today. The New York Times and Siena College joined together. And it suggests that the president's advantage in the Electoral College relative to the nation as a whole remains intact or has even grown since 2016, raising the possibility that the Republicans could, for the third time in the past six elections, win the presidency while losing the popular vote. The poll offers little evidence that any Democrat, including Mr. Biden, has made substantial progress toward winning back the white working-class voters who defected to the president in 2016, at least so far. That's what this information says, this poll. All the leading Democratic candidates trail in the precincts or counties that voted for Barack Obama and then flipped to Donald Trump in 2016. That pretty well sums up the reason that these polls being touted by the media are so diverse, they change so much, and there are so many differences between them. The subsequent cries from Democrats to their minions about how bad their favorite candidates are beating Trump are not happenstance. They are thoroughly thought out and have been made talking points for those on the media edge to spread among voters. Don't think for a moment Democrat leadership does not know the peril their party is about to experience. Further, Democrat Party leadership knew on Election Day in 2000 that their presidential candidate back then, Vice President Al Gore, was in trouble in the Electoral College. He won the popular vote, but he lost the election. They knew John Kerry was upside down in voter support in 2004. Again, they prayed that the intelligence that had in 2016 about Hillary's absolute win was factual. In each case, the Democrat candidate won the popular vote, but lost each election. Why? The Electoral College. So what do Democrats have for ammunition? I go back to Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, when he said, here's all we have, these are the only arrows we have in our quiver. He didn't really say that, I'm paraphrasing that, but what he did said was this, quote, we cannot beat President Trump at the polls. We must impeach him. That's all they have left. That's all they have left to attack Mr. Trump with. Every conservative goes into a sweat when these polls are released that show a majority of Americans want the president impeached and removed from office. There's no need for that worry. Each of those polls is based on popular polling with no legitimate factual basis. Let me ask you this. Just think through this logically. How can a polling company reach realistic and even remotely accurate results from speaking to 500 to 1,500 Americans whose opinions are supposed to represent those of 130 million Americans? It's impossible. It makes absolutely no sense. Oh, by the way, regarding impeachment, remember this. They tried Russia collusion. They tried obstruction of justice. They tried the content of a telephone call with Ukraine's president. And now guess what? They're back to obstruction of justice again. Why? Well, on Monday, multiple White House officials who were subpoenaed to appear for depositions before Adam Schiff's committee refused to show up. Schiff said this, the president is thumbing his nose at the rule of law, ignoring the provisions of the Constitution that give Congress oversight authority. The president is obstructing justice, an impeachable offense, he said. And Schiff refuses to allow the whistleblower to even testify. Let me ask you this. Why do they even need the whistleblower? Because they have nothing else with which to use against Mr. Trump. The whistleblower, they claim, was not even on the telephone call. It was second-hand information. They're out of gas, folks. But here's the part that just really is upsetting to me. They're not done yet. There will be many, many, many more examples of shots they're going to take at Donald Trump. I hate to give you information that doesn't paint a rosy 2020 and beyond picture, but even though their impeachment attempts will fail, Democrats will not give up. President Trump, even though he's going to win in a landslide, my prediction, Democrats will only ramp up their impeachment rhetoric even further after the election. That is, unless, of course, Republicans regain House control and maintain their majority in the Senate. So, voters, who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will not be determined by the Senate and an impeachment trial, certainly not by Adam Schiff. in hearings over in the House. It will be determined by the November 2020 election, just as it should. Remember this always, the truth will out. And it's out there, and we're hearing more and more about it every day, and it's getting clearer and clearer. It's driving Democrats and their media, watchdogs, lapdogs, whatever you want to call them, driving them all nuts. I love that. Hey, thanks for being here today. Be back tomorrow and every day this week. We're going to keep you at the front lines of what's going on in Washington. We always love your being here with us, and we don't take you for granted. Thanks so much for being a partner with Truth News Network. Until we get together tomorrow, have a good one. So long, everybody.
The truth. Straight. No chaser. TNN. The Truth News Network.